Santankamba. Hey, little girl with the moustache and the conical breast not quite sprouted to fruit and fullness. What they did to you, splayed you, flayed you, unspeakable. You needed a suit, a hirsute, and hirsute suit of armour. Paleolithic bearskin, skin of battle, browned you, brought you this close to a last breath. A beard in weeks, fully sprouted to mask you, encask you, repel them, expel them. They said it was a tree in the thunder-sharp wilderness, with roots large and encompassing, rising from rocky casts, a vulture or two, they nailed you to. It was only afterwards the minstrel came, in faded velvets, tattered and torn, even some tarnished gilt buttons, an apologetic limp and an involuntary quiver to the eye. Oh, but the music, it was to die for, to live, a small few minutes more for. His violin, self-made, from the liver-red heart of an oak, and a bow strung with wild horsetail, silver-white, not plucked, but given onto his palm like a tame thing would give, and it breathed about everything, light and dark, the curled edge of clouds, water, good water, songbirds, and the heaven and angels that are found on earth in May, all in a Bersons early at dawn, everywhere. That was when she dropped her shoe, not Paleolithic this one, at all, but all embroidery, silk and fashion toe, aureole yellow, mother of pearl and pink, pink roses, for him and his song. The song pulled from the racing taut hair of a wild, wild horse and a tremulous hourglass hollow. A song pulled like the tongue of a bee, seductress smooth, drawing nectar through papery tunnels, tunnels of more heaven, blasphemous marked petals, Satan and sky. And she, because bleeding is noisy, bled little so as to listen better to this small miracle and its poor minstrel conduit. And now, still, the old oak by the rocky cast will always be bearded once every 10 years by the caustic bearskins of caterpillars, hairy, processionary, pilgrims, protectors, ready for battle, brutality, for life, and always for music, and moths pattering, spattering the moon. By its roots crouch women, processionary, battered women, bashing their own breasts, pulling their own hair, rolling and roaring, unencumbered at last.